Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So a little bit earlier, I was telling you a story. We were at a wedding last night, and as we were leaving, I handed my wife the keys, the car keys, because I had had two whiskeys to drink, and I thought, well, actually I debated it, because I'm not sure if it was safer for her to be driving with not having drunk anything, or me with two whiskeys. Either way, I wasn't going to take any chances, so I thought maybe I should just have another whiskey with her driving, but no. Anyway, we got into the car, she drove, and as we exited the venue, there was a roadblock. They pulled. They were pulling everybody over. They asked what was happening, and she just, you know, there wasn't an issue on our side. And then somebody came, knocked on our window. A young woman who had been at the same function. We don't know them, but been at the same function. And she was in quite a state because her husband had had some alcohol, and it looked like he might be arrested. And we were a bit confused because he had apparently had one drink. What's true or not true? Obviously, it's not, or what is absolute is not something that I know. But what I was confused about was what the current law is. I've always had a one drink policy. So if I've had one whiskey or one glass of wine, not a particularly large glass of wine, I thought it was okay to drive. The fact that I had two whiskeys meant that I couldn't, and I gave my keys to my wife to drive home. But I'm really not sure what the current situation. The passenger in my car, who we were also giving a lift because he had also had some alcohol, said, no, I think now there's a zero tolerance policy. And the fact that we were a bit confused, I think, is a problem, because if we didn't know, then we're not really sure if others know that as well. So we wanted to speak to somebody from the department and from the JMPD and just get a sense of what the law is. Golani Fikler is a Metropolitan Police Officer at Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department, the JMPD. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you to you. And let me also greet the listeners.
So thanks for making yourself available so quickly. It is a little bit confusing, because I thought there was sort of a still a minimal amount of alcohol. What is the current law?
Yes. So when it's regarding driving under the influence of alcohol, I ideally would like to have motorists who are not intoxicated at all, but the law does state that if you have had anything alcoholic to drink, then the legal limit when you are going to be breathalyzed is 0.24. That's milligrams per 1,000 milliliters of specimen of breath that is taken. And anything above that is against the law, and unfortunately you will be arrested.
And what happens if somebody is above that limit? So they've been breathalyzed, they're above 0.24. Maybe they're not totally paralytic, but they are above. What happens to them? What is the process?
The process usually, once you've been preliminarily breathalyzed at a roadblock, then you are taken to either one of our centers where another test will be taken. And if that test is also above that legal limit, then you are going to be arrested and detained for driving under the influence of alcohol. What we also do after a preliminary breathalyzer test is that your blood sample is taken, and that is taken to the labs, and it's checked if actually you were above the legal limits. So it goes both ways. In the city of Johannesburg, we did introduce an evidential alcoholic breath test. With that, then we don't need to draw your blood. The results that are received from that breathalyzer test are permissible in court, and the court will use those to charge you.
Right. So that is the process should you be over the limit. At one stage, and I know you're saying it's preferable to drive with to not drive if you've had anything, but at this stage it's 0.24. Is there still a push to change the law to a zero tolerance policy?
The push is there from different departments and different organizations. because we know that driving under the influence of alcohol is one of the major causes of serious and fatal accidents that we do see on our roads. But also at the same time, I can say that there are responsible drinkers out there, people who know that when they have had some alcoholic beverages, they'd either stay another 1 or 2 hours, have some water in between before they actually hit the road. So there is a push from organizations, but at this present moment, the law does state that there is some leeway for someone who's had alcoholic beverages to be in between that legal limit between 0.00 and 0.24, and anything above that then is against the law.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for clearing that up. And I do hope that it helps listeners as well if you were a bit confused by that. Kolani Fikla, a Metropolitan Police Officer, Johannesburg, thank you for at such short notice coming to speak to us and for clarifying it for our listeners.